Good morning. Good morning, Big Tao Men. I'm a bit dusty. Well, the first thing is I've finished the hammer handle. What I did was originally, see that hammer there? That was about that sort of thick, but that was about all the way to the end, you know what I mean? With a tiny little bit of rubber handle that was only about a millimetre larger than the actual shaft itself, down to around about here somewhere, right? And so, what I did was I wrapped it from about there up to the end and applied a bit of extra so I'd get a bit of a thick sort of knob so it doesn't slide out your handle, out your hand, you know what I mean? Of a double-sided picture hanging tape, which is a foam, soft sort of chewing gum-like foam. And wrap that up from there up to there. Bit extra around the end and then all the way back, you know. And then I wrapped it with electrical insulation tape, electrician type automotive tape, and to hold all that in. And what was hard was that was good, but I needed a permanent way of sealing it all in, and this is called heat shrink tube, and this is the glue lined heat shrink tube. See, so what this is it has a 4-to-1 reduction ratio when it's heated up, and it shrinks from like say that big down to like that big, you know. And so what I did was I applied a bit that goes over the end, goes in excess of the end, and then goes up and over, and you can see it finishing about there, that lump in thickness. So that gives an extra wide bit on the end. And then I put a full-length piece over that and then extended it out to there, you know what I mean? Because I didn't know how much it would pull in. Lengthwise, it doesn't shrink very much at all lengthwise, but it shrinks like that diameter-wise. And after I'd shrunk all of that on, there's the end bit I cut off the end. And, yeah, that's quite a job, you know what I mean? It's quite a fucking hard, it really is a hard sort of lump, you know what I mean? But it's all bonded together with its own glue, because it's got glue up the inside, and when the glue gets hot, it sticks really hard onto whatever it's onto. So then I cut the knob off, trimmed it down, you know what I mean, rounded it over as best I could. And what I did was got a fairly thick, fairly coarse bit of sanding belt. This is for removal of a lot of wood really quickly, you know, it's mainly shaping. And then I hand rubbed it up and down like that, and then round and round, you know what I mean? And now, because this stuff, see how sort of smooth it is? Like, one of the things on hammers you don't want is it when it's hot and you're sweating and fucking working hard and all that sort of stuff, you don't want slippery, smooth surfaces, especially on fucking hammer, because you'd be going bang, 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 and then woof, out it goes, you know what I mean? It slips out of your hand. But by sort of sanding that really rough, with that really rough stuff, this now has the surface, which is much like leather, and it's grippy. It's a nice grippy kind of thing, you know what I mean? So now it won't slip out of my hand. That handle has been expanded from that big out to the sort of gripping area with a large sort of knob on the end, you know. So that won't pull out of your hand. And it's got a slight, because of that picture hanging tape under there, that foam, that gooey kind of foam, it's now got a bit of a sort of compliant, sort of rubbery feel about it. Not much, but it'll knock out all the shock, you know what I mean, as it comes through the, when you belt hard things that don't want to move much, you know what I mean? So there you go. That's how you fucking, I had a go at it. I used my smarts, my knowledge, my experience, and said, well, I've never done this quite like this before with any of these sort of materials. Let's give it a go and see how it turns out. And it's worked out really fucking good. And the you can see the there's a little line of glue on the top. You know, this shit's run down and squeezed out and that. But this is, nothing inside here is rot, is rottable. You know what I mean? It's not sort of like organic, like cork or leather or anything like that. So, but having it sealed up from water and oil and shit is a really important thing, because that can affect the glue that's on the tapes, you know what I mean? It can get in there and, you know, you don't soak your fucking hammers, not like these sorts of handles. You don't soak them in petrol or diesel or whatever, you know what I mean, or motor oil, but it's going to keep that out anyway. So with a bit of luck, this hammer should last a lifetime or two, you know what I mean? It's been properly built. The handle's been really well done. And, you know, if it doesn't, I can't see it ever fucking up. But if it does, I know how to do it differently, you know what I mean? I go, yeah, I've got the fucking knowledge. I've got the experience. I've got the brains, you know what I mean? I've learned a lot, and now let's put it to the test, you know what I mean? So that's really good. I've turned a fucking hammer that had a handle that was too small, that diameter all the way down, you know what I mean? It's too small for my fucking, you know, my great big fucking mitts, you know what I mean? Now it's like slightly a little bit on the large side, but hey, fuck, I can live with that, you know? It's a bit big, but it's not unreasonably a bit big, you know what I mean? It's just a little bit big, and that's quite all right, you know what I mean? But it's about sort of ideal, just a shave too big, you know? So that's what you can do when you get off your ass and try things, you know? And, yeah, speaking of dumb fucking bitches, you know, some are extraordinarily clever and some are just extraordinarily fucking stupid, and the sort of don't know, don't have to, don't want to. They refuse to fucking learn because they don't think it applies to them, you know. But, you know. And so we'll say there's a hardware store. We'll just say it's, we'll just make it a generic fucking distance, 50 k's there, 50 k's back, you know. And, you know, I needed to get a larger sprayer so I could, there's a type of thorn in Australia called bindi, you know, or bindi eyes or whatever, you know what I mean. And they're a little sort of seed case and they have fucking thorns pointing out all directions. But when the seed case breaks up, each individual seed, they land, so there's a flat spot down and there's one spike pointing upwards. And I've never seen them, but apparently that they can actually get big enough to flatten a car tyre, you know. Usually they're just really bad annoyance kind of thing, stepping on them and they go in your foot and all that sort of stuff. So got a big area to spray. So I had one of those little 2 litre fucking sprayers And I thought, this is okay for a small area, say 5 metres by 5 metres, you know what I mean? You can fill it up once and it'll do the whole area. But where you got to do an area of, say, 20 metres by 30 metres, you're going to be refilling it up and fucking around and refilling it up and fucking around and refilling it up and fucking it around quite a few times. And if you have to do, you know, it's not a huge crime in itself, but, you know, you just, there's a sort of ratio where you can just fill it up once to a big area. And then, you know, if you need to do a bit more, you just fill it up again, you know, you're not constantly sort of filling it up. Like, if I had to fill up a 2-litre container, I could fill that up like 10 times. I could stop and fill it up 5 times to get my 10 litres, or I could fill up the 5-litre tank twice, you know what I mean? And there's this fucking hardware store, and the woman that works there kind of part-time is a dumb cunt and a fucking idiot, you know? And we'll just say this: the floor area is, say, 10 metres by 10 metres, and there's 4 little aisles. There's an aisle down the middle, which is about 2 metres wide, and then there's 2 rows of shelves, and then there's 2 rows of 4 shelves, and then there's, like, shelving all around the walls and a counter kind of thing, right? So it's not big. It's not fucking big at all. And this dumb, like, you know, when I was 16, 17, 18, whatever, I'd be walking through the supermarket and I'd be reading all the packets in the supermarket. And that gave me a knowledge of pretty much everything that's in every fucking food product, you know. And, you know, I've sort of lost that art because I don't go into supermarkets much, but I can generally sort of formulate any sort of food or food product under the sun, just, oh, yeah, that's what it's got in it, you know. And so I've done that, you know what I mean? I can do, like, a huge supermarket with 20,000 lines in it or something. I can remember pretty much everything in there, where it is, what it's made of, where it's made, what all the ingredients are, you know what I mean? I can do that. I've done that, you know. And this fucking dumb bitch, she never goes around the store and looks at every, you know, with a little checkbook saying, this is what we've got in stock, this is what it does, this is what it's for, this is how much it costs, this is how many we've sold, this is how many we've got on order, this is when we need to place our next order, you know, based upon the sales throughput, you know, that sort of stuff. Nothing. She knows nothing about what's in her own fucking store. Nothing at all. And so there's an aisle, say we'll say two or three metres of fucking shelving, and half of that one bit of shelving in one aisle is devoted to sprayers and garden hoses and fucking, you know, just shit like, you know, hose fittings and stuff, you know. And she doesn't have a clue what she's got in the store. She doesn't know what it is, doesn't know who makes it, doesn't know how much, what they've got in stock. Doesn't know what it sells for, nothing. You know, like, this is, you know. And I'm ringing her up. I'm saying, you know, because I'd rather ring and say, hey, do you have this make and model of fucking garden sprayer, the 5-litre tank things, you know? The 5-litre portable garden sprayers that... that sell for $32. I said, do you have any of those in stock? And she goes, oh, I don't know. Why don't you come in and have a look? Well, this fucking numbskull doesn't get it. I'm ringing up to see if you've got it actually in stock rather than make the trip into town, you know, to see if you've got it yourself, you know what I mean, to do your... You're putting the fucking onus on me to do my work, to do your fucking work for you, you know, you stupid fucking bitch, you know. And, you know, lazy. And No. No. And got a cat hassling. And, you know, she's putting the onus upon me to do... She can't be fucked taking, like, 5 steps. She doesn't, never goes around the fucking... It's like, this is 10 metres by 10 metres of floor space in this fucking hardware store, and she never, she doesn't have a fucking clue. I don't know, working there for 2, 3, 4 years or something, she hasn't got a fucking clue what they've got. What lines that they can stock, what they actually have got in stock, and what it's worth, you know what I mean? Oh, why don't you come in and have a look? Well, you might not have sold, you might not have anything in fucking stock. You know, you fuck. I hope her husband just grabs her and punches a fucking idiot head in, you know? You know, lazy, lying, shifts the blame, shifts the responsibility, shifts everything onto everybody else except herself. And so, you know, she's putting it on me to drive all the way over there to have a look at their garden spraying, because she can't say, well, brand X that sells for $32, 5 litre spray that sells for $32, have we got one in, have we got one in the shop for sale or not? You know what I mean? And because she is a persistent fucking, it's one other chick called people like that, slugs, you know what I mean? They're just fucking brain-dead, lazy, apathetic, lying cunts, you know what I mean? And I said to this fucking woman before she hung up on me, I said, it's your fucking job to know what you've got in stock and what it sells for and to be able to answer the query. The reason why people ring up on, you know, if you've got fucking limited product lines and a lot of stuff you have to fucking order in and stuff, you know, and or it'll be, we can have it in a week for you, you know, that kind of shit. Well, why should I go all the way over there? Because you're a fucking brain-dead cunt. Well, why should I go all the way over there to have a look at what you've got in the store rather than you just being able to answer, yeah, we got, you know, 3 of them in stock, you know? This fucking brain-dead fat bitch gets no more business, you know. I can ring another store in the opposite direction and they're sort of falling. Yeah, we've got 5 in stock. How many do you want, you know? Yeah, we'll put one aside for you. All right, I'll be over in a couple of hours, you know what I mean? And this fucking fat bitch, this fucking brain-dead cunt, it wants me to do a job for her, you know. I'm trying to fucking, what's the words? No, I've got a cat hassling me. Meow, let me in, let me in. Meow, meow, meow. No. And, yeah, so I could pause it, I suppose. Good morning. I'm back again. Cats. So yeah, that's the deal, you know. You know, this dumb fucking cunt, she just doesn't get it, you know, doesn't get it. This is customer service. Oh, I'll just come in and have a look. Well, I'm not driving, you know, at 100K round look, 100K round trip just to see if you've got something in fucking stock, you know, because you can't be fucked taking 10 steps to have a look if you got it in stock and you got no idea what you actually have in stock or what it does or how it works or, you know, how much it's selling for, you know. She's a fat fucking bitch who just sits behind the counter being a useless cunt. Well, it's not my job. What do you want me to do for you? Fucking, you know. Fine, you know. So I know that with that place, 1/3 of the time that there's fat fucking bitch is going to be answering the phone, doesn't know what she's, oh, what you want me to look it up for you? Oh, I don't know if I can do that. Oh, it's for fucking, you know. Right, you know. Well, I think we have to order it in for you. You know, yeah, and how long is that going to take to get in? Oh, I don't know. Oh, fucking. Well, I have to look it up for you, fucking. Oh, you know. Just fucking bullshit, you know. 9 out of 10 times, she's just a retarded cunt. Unhelpful, lazy, apathetic, you know. So this is why the other place, although they're further away, they get the business. You know what I mean? She's fucking losing. Every time that this dumb fucking bitch opens her mouth, she loses business, you know. And the customers just go, fuck off, you know. And, you know. So although it's further away, if it's, you start to combine, you know, food shopping and fucking, you know, bit of timber, a few nuts and bolts and a few other bits and pieces with the shit that you want to get, it actually makes it sort of doable, you know. So this is how it goes, MGTOW men. Don't tolerate stupid cunts, and, you know, especially women who are stupid, lying, lazy, buck-passing, work-shirking, shiftless fucking cunts. You know what I mean? You know, I can go in. I have done that. Like, this is as a comparator. Say if this was a supermarket, you know, and it was like, say, 100 metres by 100 metres, you know what I mean? That's the floor area, you know what I mean? You know, I can go in there and I can memorise every fucking product they sell, which aisle, where it is on the aisle, what it is, what it does, how it works, who makes it, what country it comes from, what ingredients are in it, you know what I mean? And there's like 20,000 items or something, you know what I mean? And she's in a fucking supermarket, she's in a hardware store that's 10 metres by 10 metres, and she's got no fucking idea what's in there, what it costs, how many they've got in stock, do they have to order it in? Nothing. You know, and that's a sort of comparator of useful to useless, you know. Fuck. And she thinks it's really good just to fuck people around by being a lazy, brain-dead, fucking apathetic cunt. She thinks it's really fine just to fuck the customer around to say, well, if you, why don't you just come in and have a look around? Well, why don't you tell me, well, why aren't you able to tell me straight over the phone, have you got them in fucking stock or not? Oh, don't talk to me like that. Yeah, well, fuck you and fuck your business, you know. Go eat dog shit for Christmas, you bitch.